Welcome to Film Study Podcast. We just talked about episode 605, Trust Issues, and now we're gonna talk about predictions for episode 606, Connection. Don't forget to like, subscribe, share, rate the podcast 5 stars, comment your thoughts, all of that good stuff. Let's get to it. All right, so Connection. After a spontaneous trip to the cabin leaves the Vortex without internet, they decide to spend their time helping Spencer with his latest case studies on relationships. In the process, Spencer and Olivia are forced to deal with their growing issues head-on, while Jordan makes an unexpected discovery about Layla. Finally, Laura reveals some difficult news to Coop about Patience's case against Miko. The episode was directed by Charles Lee Wilson and written by Cary Gutenberg. One of my faves. Shout out to you, Cary. I've never met you. I've never talked to you, but you that girl. Laura, what you think the surprise about Miko's case is?
Wait, what, in the beginning, the first episode one, what did they happen with Miko? The case was being
She was thrown? Let out on bail. Bail.
Did the case get thrown out? So
the footage, the ring cam footage could have gotten thrown out. So because the ring cam footage was thrown out, they let Miko have bail because it was no longer, like, there was no direct evidence that she came in and stabbed her, I think.
I feel like maybe they let the case go because not enough evidence they may feel.
Oh, so you think it's going to be thrown out completely?
Mm-hmm.
I think this is when they might talk about going to trial. Because have they talked about it going to trial yet?
I don't think so. I think when Lauren was doing all that stuff, I think they were just prepping in case they do.
Right. So I think that might be the news, is that it's going to trial. That's just a guess, because I don't know what else. Mm-hmm. Besides the fact that, you know, obviously I think this is leaning towards they're going to be character, what do you call it, questioning Patience's character and really tarnishing her character to try to
win this case.
Yeah,
this is where we get the punching thing from the promo. So, like, she was punching a bag.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, true. That's a good point. This Vortex thing. So, we saw the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like this was a planned trip. I mean, even though it says spontaneous trip, it felt like it was going to be a spontaneous group trip. But now the promo made it seem like
Spencer didn't invite them.
Yeah, and I'm confused because Spencer tells Olivia about the cabin in the bedroom, in Liv's bedroom, and then Layla says, yeah, this is a great opportunity, or whatever. And so It's like, did she invite herself? How did she even find out about the cabin trip? Did they tell them? Did Liv invite them? Because remember the last time Liv was just like, the last time we were at the cabin, Liv invited someone without Spencer knowing, and then XYZ.
Yeah.
So it was that sort of a thing. So I was just like, did Liv tell Layla about the cabin / invite? I don't know. I don't know how everybody gets invited, but we do know for sure that Coop invites herself because she's just like, oh, I'm down to go to the cabin. So that was
like, y'all not even a couple. So it was
right.
Y'all, we ain't together.
I'm not sure if it was like Layla invited her and Jordan on this cabin trip. The other thought that I had was that it could be that Layla and Liv sort of observe that something needs to happen with Jordan and Spencer to break this ice or whatever, to have them talk. So that could have also been a reason, but I'm just not sure.
I feel like that'd be a nice idea.
Yeah, it was giving reminiscent to season 3. But yeah, it was interesting because the reason I think that is because it's like now this Spencer Jordan thing has dragged for like a good number of episodes. Like, we're on episode This is about to be episode 6, and Spencer and Jordan still fighting. So it's like, are Liv and Layla now gonna be like, no, we should feel like we're gonna step in, or is Layla gonna get to that point where she's like, no, we should step in, or whatever the case. But yeah, it would just be weird because I'm like, why would, if it was truly like you all wanted to be alone, why even mention the cabin and of her? You know what I mean? Like, you know your friends be tagging along, so why did you mention it? You know what I mean?
I just don't care. They literally mention it all the time, and I'm like, y'all get mad they come, but y'all literally tell them.
I know, and it's just like, just keep it to yourself. Just keep it to yourself.
I'll be like, oh, where y'all at? You know what?
Right.
About it right now. I gotta go.
Exactly. Exactly. So the petty in me is just, and also it's like, why do y'all keep wanting to go to the cab? Y'all don't have nowhere else y'all can go. Like, let's go to a B&B. Let's go to an XY. Y'all know the cabin don't be working out for you.
It's every time we're at this cabin, it's a whole issue for something.
So first of all, somebody died at this cabin. Like, somebody literally died in the chair.
Somebody did. Who sits in there? I forgot who'd be sitting in that chair. I'd be like, yeah, y'all really.
I'm like, y'all realize that Spencer's dad literally transitioned on that chair.
He did. He really did. Oh my.
But anyway, yeah. So have fun at the cabin, but
I don't think Jamie and Ashton are in this episode, which is weird. So yeah, like, that's like two or three episodes without them. Well, two episodes without them.
Yeah, so two episodes without them, but Patience is back. And it's interesting because it's like, does a study on relationships. So is Spencer going to do a study? Are Coop and Patience going to be involved in this study as well?
Oh, I feel like they are. Because in the promo, they're not in a relationship.
They single. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I don't know, because the way they were leaned up each other in the promo, I was like, why are y'all comfortable like this? But I guess.
Yeah, it's interesting. That's what I'm saying. I want to know basically how the group gets to the cabin, because it was giving. I feel like I'm now answering my own question, because it said because the internet goes out, because the internet goes out, that's why Spencer decides to ask them and get their help with the project. So it wasn't a planned thing that he was getting their help. So never mind. I was just like, did he ask them because of that? But anyway, facing their growing issues is, I don't think Ashley is in this episode. So
I think that they probably left, or she left, or whatever left. I don't know. They probably left. I mean, he probably left.
But I know, but now it's like they're growing issues. What are their growing issues? Is it this Ashley thing, or is it something else?
And maybe because of like the book, or she not talking with him about the book, or he feels type of way about the situation with Ashley, or, you know, that part. That's all I have to think of, because they really haven't had any issues.
Calling it a growing issue I feel like that's a stretch a little bit for where they are, at least for what we've seen right now. Like, obviously the Ashley thing is an issue, but Spencer seems fine to support her with this book. It's not like they've been arguing or anything. They've had some really good moments. I think, and I wouldn't even call it an issue, I think just an area of opportunity for them is just the fact that they're still trying to come back together and grow together after she's been away for so long. But I wouldn't call that an issue. So it's interesting that they termed it growing issues, because other than this Liv directly not telling Spencer that Ashley was a guy, they haven't had any problems, I'd say.
No. I feel like maybe the part where she was like feeling like she was unsure about being here, like being there. Like, remember, I think that episode, he just kind of like was sitting there like, oh, okay, and she just walked off after the conversation. So maybe that's something too, but I don't know. Cause that could be an issue too.
We'll see. And then Layla and these mads.
I really feel like it's about to hit the fan.
It is. And let's not forget, she's likely wearing the same exact outfit she was when she was crying in the lounge.
And I'm like, I wonder if that's during your, during, before the trip or after the trip.
It has to be. That's true, because I feel like that would be before they go.
Maybe. It depends on this conversation, though.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, are they gonna get back from the trip and then she's just gonna go to the lounge? Like, it's, that's what my thought was. I'm just like, oh, so are you gonna get back from the trip and then go to the lounge by yourself and cry? I don't know. unless it's like the ending, one of the ending scenes to launch them into the next episode.
Yeah.
But I feel like they don't typically reveal cliffhangers like that, or close to cliffhangers like that. Because this was in one of the first promos for the season, so that's why I feel like it's probably on the, in the beginning of the episode rather than the latter half.
Hopefully. We just
Hopefully. Either way, it's gonna get worse before it gets better. And then it's like these big dramatic secrets, lies. I said, why are we doing all these dramatics with the lettering?
Because the only thing I know is the secret between them would be she's off meds. I don't understand what else right. She could be, what she could be keeping a secret.
And Spencer and Liv don't have no secrets, or do they?
I don't think so. So maybe yeah. They talk about the future, maybe, and it maybe Layla says something that throws him off too. But then we saw in description 7.
I'm pregnant. That-
Okay. You know I want that storyline, but no.
I know. No, here's the thing, though. I still do want this to be, hopefully it's, I think it would be so fun if there was like a questioning, right, what's going on with Layla's mood. And obviously we know it's because she's off of her meds. But if Jordan she's pregnant, it could give us some good comedy before we get to the low lows of this storyline.
That's true, because then you're trying to figure, can you imagine start talking to Spencer about it and Liv?
Oh, and boy.
Do you think? And I'm like, no, sweetie, she's off the meds. That's what she's acting that
and
way.
And Liv is like, are you? You're not. Am I going to be an aunt?
Imagine that in a group setting, but I do think.
Could you imagine? She's like, no, I'm not pregnant. I'm just off my meds. That would be bro, like a pin drop
so
moment.
Crazy.
That would be wild.
Cause I could just feel like everybody like, huh?
You're off literally, your bed. And the patients be like, I thought it was a good idea.
Like, I already know. I feel like Jordan's gonna be mad at the. Like
of
he
course,
said,
as he should, as he should.
He was like, you didn't tell me it was, what did he say? All the time you've been lying to me or something like that?
Right, yeah. Yeah.
And so I feel like that's going to be a really emotional scene. So I'm just like preparing myself because he could either be like, I'm here, I'm going to still be here for this.
I'm seated. I will be seated.
I would have been saying all season, I was like, I really feel like they're going to have a mini break. Especially because when she said, I'm literally doing all of this for our relationship. I feel like he wouldn't want to have that going on when you're on your meds and you're still feeling like that. Like, you have to be off your meds for you to be in the moment with me. Like, exactly. Regardless how people feel about Jordan, I feel like he wouldn't continue that on.
Yeah, I think I agree. I think that he's gonna pause it and make sure. And that's, we got a hint. We got the next synopsis, but it does look like he's gonna be thinking about when he does find out, like how to broach these sorts of conversations with her.
Which will be interesting because we haven't seen him when she was dealing with this early on, like in the beginning of the season.
Yeah, we saw him. She was triggered with Carrie. And that lasted quite a while, but not, she was still on her meds then. I'm like, oh, you wonder why your girl talking about? I want some more.
But like I said, it'll be interesting to see what he like you said, if he's going to somebody trying to get help, figuring out.
Yeah,
like,
that's gonna be really.
I think, and I also wonder, will it distract him from football? Cause he's so focused on football. Yeah, you're focused on that, but
that's true.
That affects you.
This is definitely going to distract him from football. And we already know Mac's not a fan. So.
Yeah, so I was like, is he going to bring him, like, Mac going to try to do something stupid? Like, I don't know.
That's crazy. Yeah, it's a good point. Well, those are our predictions. Thanks for listening. Tune in to the next episode.